the fourth share of Yisroel Greenberg.
Good morning. I have to thank Rabbi Rashi Simons for making my job 10 minutes easier. We will try and get you out here for 12 o'clock, so please don't panic. We've spent the last yesterday here in the shul discussing, we had a wonderful series of shurim discussing Hilchos Stocker, where we discussed the background of the Lomdus to Hilchos Stocker, we discussed practical applications of Hilchos Stocker, two shurim given by two of the learned Balabatim of our Kehillah, and it was extremely successful. There's one area in Hilchos Stocker, which is not even actually mentioned in Hilchos Stocker, which is relevant to this week's Seder, which wasn't discussed at all, and let's spend the next 20 minutes just perhaps a little bit of a background to that area of Hilchos Stocker, which we missed out. In the brachas of Yaakov to the Shvatim, the pasuk says, "Zvulun l'chayf yamim yishkoin, v'hu l'chayf onios v'yakasei al sidon." Zvulun would travel out in the boats, go out to business, commerce, and then the next pasuk is Yisocha chamoy gorem reivitz bein hamishpasayim. And Rashi immediately tells us what's Zvulun's job. What's l'chayf yamim yishkoin v'hu l'chayf onios? Says Rashi, "Who sh'amar Moshe?" Let's find the right Rashi first. El Chayfonius says Rashi b'makim hanomal shaniyos mevias sham parkimatia. He would live in the port areas where the ships would come in with commerce. Shai zvulun ois b'parkimatia. Zvulun would busy himself with business matters. Umamtsi mazoin l'shevet Yisachar, and he would support by giving food to the shevet of Yisachar. V'him oiskim b'teira, and Yisachar would sit and learn teira. Hu sh'oma Moshe, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu writes in Pashas Vayechi, smach zvulun b'seisecha, v'yisachar b'oyolecha. Zvulun yetze b'pagmatya, zvulun would go out into the world of commerce to do business, traveling abroad, etc., to earn some panasa, v'yisachar ha'oisik, oisik b'teira b'oyolim. And Yisachar would toil in teira b'oyolim in the tents. Smach zvulun b'tseisecha, zvulun simcha is as he goes out, that's when he's b'simcha, and Yisachar is b'alecha, his Yisachar's accomplishments, Yisachar's job in life is b'alecha, in the Allah Shulteir, in the tent of Teir, in the tent where he's going to be Oisik b'Teir. The source of Rashi is really a Medrash in this week's Sedra, where the Medrash tells us, Rav Huna Rav Yimya, Amru, B'shem Rav Chiyah Ba'aba, Asit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lasseis, Seil v'chupais. That's not quite the right one I wanted. It's the second medrash. Let's see if I can find you the first one. Here. Zvulun l'chayv yam mishkain. So the medrash asks, Har zvulun kaidam Yisachar? Why does the pasuk mention zvulun before Yisachar? Shkem yachson Yisachar zvulun. Really, in order of age, Yisachar is older than Zvulun. So the pasuk should have really quoted us the bracha of Yisachar before he mentions the bracha of Zvulun. Why is Zvulun mentioned first? Zvulun l'chayf yamim yishkain, and only afterwards Yisachar chamay gorem. V'loma kein, says the Medrash, Elo shoy Zvulun oisik b'pakimatya. Zvulun would go out into the world of business. Yisachar oisik b'teir. Yisachar would sit and learn teir. Zvulun bo machiloi. Zvulun would come and feed him lefichach kadmoi. Therefore, the Torah places him first. Olav am hakasuv eitz chayim mila machazikim ba. Yisachar koines, Zvulun mevi banios, umeichu mevi loy kol tzarchoi. V'chein Moshe oimer, smach Zvulun b'seisecha. Again, Zvulun first. Lama, she Yisachar b'alecha, shelecha hein. The power of Yisachar Zvulun is such that the Zvulun supporting, Zvulun enabling Yisachar to sit in the Torah gives them that level of elevation that they will be mentioned first in the Torah. First Zvulun, the Chayv Yami Mishkain, and then only afterwards Yisachar Chamei Gorim. Smach Zvulun b'seisecha, and then Yisachar b'alecha. Why, says the Medrash? Shelachohein. Because their ability to learn is yours. Their ability to learn is yours. You're the Machzik Torah. Since you're the Machzik Torah, therefore you can and do take precedence. That's where Rashi's source of the Rashi in this week's Sedra, that the Zvulun l'chayf yam yishkoin, because that was Zvulun's job in life, was to go out on the boats, on the high seas, earning some panasa, bringing it back, and then feeding Yisachar, so Yisachar can be a chamoy gorim. The Gemara in Saita, on the Pasuk in Sheashirim, Imite Nishas Kol Hoim Beisai, Boys Yovuzuloi. Im Yitain Ish, it's called Hoin Beisei. If a man would even be prepared to give all his wealth, Kol Hoin Beisei, all his wealth, well, for this Ava, Boys Yovuzuloi. They will despise him. There's nothing, no wealth that's comparable, no wealth that can actually pay for the Koyach of Teir. So the Gemara tells us, Boys of Uzuloy, Amaula, Loi ke Shimon Achi Azariah. Now, this pasuk is not referring to the situation of Shimon and Achi Azariah, but Loi ke Yechonon de Bein Asiya, and it's not referring to Yechonon de Bein Asiya, but rather El Kehilel Vishavna. Who was Shimon Achi Azariah? Who was Yechonon de Bein Asiya? Shimon Achi Azariah is mentioned in the first Mishnah in Masechet Zvachim. His name was Shimon. According to many, Azariah is the father of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Not clear exactly who Azariah was, but evidently he was a wealthy man. Shimon was his older brother, and Shimon sat and learnt. Azariah supported him, and therefore when the Mishnah mentions a statement from Shimon, the brother of Azariah, it doesn't just say Shimon says, it says Shimon Achi Azariah says. Why did it say Shimon Achi Azariah? Because, as Rashi points out, that Azariah, because he supported Shimon, therefore Shimon's Torah is attributed to Azariah as well. Therefore it's not just Shimon who actually made that statement, it's Shimon Achi Azariah who made the statement, because Azariah supported him. And that's okay. There's no problem of boys Yavuzuloy there. No problem at all. There's no, nothing despicable, nothing to despise about the fact that Azariah supported Shimon. And the Loki of Yechon and the Beinasiyah again, Yechon and the Beinasiyah was somewhere of Yechon with the Talmud Chacham, and the Nasi, the wealthy people used to support him, so he was called Yechonon de Bein Asiya, because again, his Torah is attributed to those who supported him. That's not a problem, but rather, Kehillel Vishavna. Hillel, as we all know, was an extremely poor man, a man who learned Torah. He had to climb on the roof because he couldn't afford to get into the Beis HaMedrash. He couldn't afford the couple of pennies that were needed to get into the Beis HaMedrash, and the only way he could learn Torah was by climbing and listening through the skylight. And then we know the famous story when it snowed and etc., and they realized there was a shadow on the roof, and they brought him back and revived him, and through that mysterious nefesh he became Hillel. But Hillel also had a brother. He had a brother who was a very wealthy man known as Shavna. But Shavna didn't support Hillel. And the Gemara says only after Hillel became a god, l'chiyosir of Dimi Omar, Hillel v'Shavna achihavu. Hillel and Shavna were brothers. Hillel osak b'Torah. Hillel toiled in Torah. Shavna avad iska. Lesoif, at the end. Amalei, ta nara ivanifloi. Came along, Shavna, with a wonderful idea. Hillel, you're a big time chacham. You've achieved. You're the god ladder. You know what? Let's make a pact together. We'll have a deal. Half your tayyar. Let me take some of your tayyar. Yotza baskel v'armar. Went out to baskel and he said, imite nishis kolohim beisai, boys yavuzaloi. You cannot swap material money for tayyar. You can't. You can support somebody in learning to the extent that you can be called Shimon Achi Azariah. You can be called Yechon de Bein Asiya. But Hillel v'Shavna, that's boys Yavuzaloi. Now, the first interesting note to point out in this Gemara is, if the Gemara is trying to find a situation of one person supporting another, why didn't he go back to the source? The source of somebody supporting learning, and that Torah has some effect on the supporter, is that, as we just said, Zvulun, Yisachar Zvulun. If we're talking about Yisachar Zvulun, why mention Shimon Achi Azariah, who lived quite a number of years later, after the Shvatim, Yisachar Zvulun? Why mention Shimon Achi Azariah and Yechon de Bein Asiya? What's wrong with Yisachar Zvulun? The Gemara, for some reason, didn't even mention Yisachar Zvulun. We don't find almost anywhere in Shas the idea of Yisachar Zvulun. It's not mentioned at all. Shimon Achi Azariah, that's the scenario, that's the example of two brothers, one learning and one supporting. Shimon Achi Azariah, Yechon de Bein Asiya, but Yisachar Zvulun is not mentioned here at all. Yisachar Zvulun is not mentioned. Secondly, we need to understand a little bit, what is the difference? What really was the difference between Shimon Achi Azariah and Yechon de Bein Asiya to Hillel and Shavna? What was the difference? At the end of the day, they both needed Panosa. Azariah supported his brother. Shavna wanted to give money to his brother. They would say no. You want to give money to your brother? Boys of Uzaloi. Too late. Boys of Uzaloi. Shimon Achi Azariah. Not only we encourage him to support, but we actually attribute the Torah to him. Shimon Achi Azariah. It's his Torah. It's his Torah. So let's just understand what's the background to this sugya. Why does the Gemara not mention Yisachar Zvulun? And secondly, what's the difference between Shimon Achi Azariah and Hillel v'Shavna? The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Now it's pointedly in Hilchos Talmud Torah, and we're going to see the Mechaber is the way the Mechaber quotes this halacha is absolutely beautiful, unbelievable, beautiful chiddush. But pointedly, the Mechaber is quoting this halacha in Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's not mentioned in Hilchos Stocker at all. You open up Hilchos Stocker, you will not find anywhere in Hilchos Stocker anything about supporting learning. You won't find anywhere in Hilchos Stocker the idea of Yisachar Zvulun. You won't find any mention to Shimon Achi Azariah, Yechon de Bein Asiya, or even Hillel v'Shavna. You won't find it in Hilchos Stocker. This has nothing to do with Hilchos Stocker. The chiddush of the parsha of Yisachar Zvulun and the chiddush of this Gemara in sight of Shimon Achi Azariah and Yechon de Bein Asiya has got nothing to do with Hilchos Stocker. Stocker is halacha. You give a poor person, somebody who needs panasa, you give him money, you've accomplished the mitzvah of Stocker. We're talking about something completely different. Now listen to this Mechaba, how the Mechaba quotes this halacha, and we'll see the Ramah has a slightly different understanding of the halacha, and we'll see there seems to be a machlek is how to understand the background to Yisachar Zevulun. That will give us some sort of opening into the sugya Bez Hashem. Mechaba says, this is an opening line in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Kol Ish Yisrael, every member of Klal Yisrael, every man in Klal Yisrael, Chayev B'Talmud Torah, has an obligation to learn Torah. Chayev B'Talmud Torah. Bein Oni, Bein Asher, whether he's poor, whether he's wealthy, Bein Shalom Igufay, Bein Bali Surim, whether he's a healthy man or a sick person, Bein Bocho, Bein Zakin Godel, whether he's young or whether he's old, totally irrelevant. Every single male member of Klal Yisrael has an obligation to learn Torah. Afilo Oni Amchazal of Sachim, even if he's so poor that he has to go around collecting his basic means, he has to go collecting, knocking on doors for his basic panos, for basic food, still has to learn Torah. Even if he's got a wife and children, they take up an enormous amount of his time. A wife, children, they demand every moment of your time. It doesn't matter. You have to fix a time to learn Torah. By day and by night. That's the opening line of the Mechaba, the opening halacha. Every member of Klal Yisrael, irrelevant of circumstances, every member of Klal Yisrael has an obligation to learn Torah. V'gisa b'yayim b'layla. Bein b'yayim bein b'layla. L'kvay aloi zman. Bein b'yayim bein b'layla. There's going to be a fixed time during the day, a fixed time at night, when you learn Torah. Carries on around the Mechaba. There's a Ramah in the middle which I'm missing out because it's not relevant to us. Finishes off the Mechaba. Umi shi'ef shiloi l'umayt. And there's this caveat here. Mi she'ef shiloi l'umayt. If it's not possible for him to learn. Because unfortunately he was never taught, he has no means, no ability to learn Torah. Oi, or mipnei hat tirdos, or because he's a very busy man and therefore his tirdos prevent him from learning. Then yaspik lachem halendim. Says the Mechaba, what do? You pay. You're yaspik. You give panosa to those who are learning. Now the Mechaba is not telling us, again, not Hilchas Stocker here. We're not interested in Hilchas Stocker. Mechaba is talking about the mitzvah of Higisa boy Yoimon Belaila. Every male member of Klal Yisrael has an obligation to learn Torah. So what do? Says the Mechaba, how do you fulfill your chiyuv limud Torah if you are not able to learn, or if your teachers do not allow you to learn, what do you do? Says the Mechaba, do you know what you do? Yaspik lachem alaimdim. And by being maspik lachem alaimdim, and by supporting others who are learning, you are learning Torah. You're mekayim your mitzvah v'gisa v'yem v'layla. You're mekayim your mitzvah v'gisa v'yem v'layla. And if you think I'm saying wrong pshat in the Mechaba, I'll read out the next three words of the Ramah. Says the Ramah, v'tichoshiv loikil alaimid v'atzmai. Being maspik lachem halaimdim. It's clear in the Mechaba. That's what the Mechaba is telling us. He's telling us mitzvahs for Yisra b'yayim v'layla. Each one of us has an obligation to learn. You can be mekayim a mitzvah primarily through learning yourself. Bein b'yayim, bein b'layla. If you can't, yesh loy lumayt. Oh, mipnei atid yesh loy. He's too busy. Yaspik lachem. And then you're mekayim a Yisra b'yayim v'layla. Says the Ramah, v'techoshu leikil olayim v'asmei. The halacha of learning Torah, of supporting people learning Torah, is not just Hilchas Stocker. There's Hilchas Stocker involved there as well. If the Lomid Torah is poor, he has Din Kedima. Talmud Chacham is learning, and he's a poor man, give him Stocker, because he's a Talmud Chacham, because he's learning. You have to give him Stocker. He has Din Kedima, as we learned in Hilchas Stocker yesterday. But that's not this halacha of Yisachar Zevulun. Says the Gaon, what's the Mekor of the Mechaba? Where's the Mechaba get this idea from? That you can support others, and you can fulfill your mitzvah of Lomid Torah? He quotes Al Medrash. Al Medrash and one or two other Medrash. He quotes our Medrash, the Medrash of Yisachar Zevulun. Doesn't quote the Gemara Sait at all. The Medrash of Yisachar Zevulun. Do you know what the Chiddush of Yisachar Zevulun is? The Chiddush of Yisachar Lechek Yami Mishkain, and then Yisachar Chamoy Gorem. Do you know what the Chiddush of that Medrash is? That the key of Mitzvah's Talmud Torah has two ways to be fulfilled. Either by learning Torah, practically learning, which is a primary method of fulfilling that Mitzvah, and the method which each one of us is obligated to do if we can. But there's a small way out. If you can't learn Torah, because you can't, or because you're too busy, and by that you are fulfilling your mitzvahs for Gisba Yem Velayla. You're fulfilling your mitzvah for Gisba Yem Velayla. Ramah then continues and tells us another Chiddush. He says, you should know, but Yochai La'adam, says the Ramah, this is not a Mechaba. The Mechaba does not quote this halacha at all. Says the Ramah, but Yochai La'adam Lahas Meisim Chaveri. A man has the ability, a right, to make a condition with his friend. Shehu Yasi B'Torah, his friend should sit and learn Torah. Vehu Yamtzi Le'Panosa, and he will support him. And then they will divide the reward. The Shach says, divide the reward means that they will both be divided. The Scha Torah and the Scha the Panasa will be divided. I earn £100,000 a year, £50,000 will go to you because you're learning Torah. You're learning numerous hours of Torah a day, 50% of that becomes mine. Yeah, a business deal. A deal. We'll make an agreement together. I learn, you give me Panasa. Half of my Torah goes to you, half of your Panasa comes to me. However, in kva osak b'teira, ein yochel limkei loichelkei. Once he's already learnt, it's too late. You can't then sell teira that you've already learnt. If you support him up front and you make this condition, works. Half-half, we'll go half-half. But once you've already learnt, then I say, come on, sell me some of that teira that you learnt yesterday, too late. That you can't do. Ein yochel limkei loichelkei b'shul mamin shiitanoi. It's too late. The Ramah is telling us an unbelievable chiddush, a new chiddush. The Ramah is telling us a chiddush in Hilchas Yisachar Zevulun. But the Ramah, if you look interestingly in the Gaon here doesn't quote Yisachar Zevulun. He doesn't quote the Midrashim of Yisachar Zevulun. He quotes the Gemara in Masechta Sota. He says, "I in Sota that chafalef amadalef." The Ramah is telling us an unbelievable chiddush. That Yisachar Zevulun is completely different to the case of Shimon Achi Azariah. Yisachar Zevulun is a wonderful chiddush in Hilchas Talmud Torah. There's somebody who hasn't the ability to sit and learn because he can't or because he's too busy. Then Yisachar Zevulun tells us that by him being maspik l'acherim, by supporting others who are learning and enabling them to learn, and we'll understand in a moment how this works, why it's like that. Your mekayim your mitzvah v'gisav yom v'laila. Says Ramah, but there's another stage, something completely different. There's another level here. This is a level called Shimon Achi Azariah. That's the Gemara in Masechta Sota, where prior to learning, and this is how the Ramah, this Rabbeinu, based on the Rabbeinu Rucham, understands the Gemara in Masechta Sota. Prior to learning, Shimon Achi Azariah, before Shimon sat down to learn, Azariah said to him, "Look, Shimon, you're the Talmid Chacham, I'm the Amoritz, I can't learn." Azariah actually was a Talmid Chacham as well. But I'm busy in commerce, I can't learn. You do the learning for me. We'll make a deal. We'll go half halves. Then it's Shimon Achi Azariah. Then the Torah of Shimon is considered Azariah's Torah as well. That's Shimon Achi Azariah. Yechim the Benesia. They made a condition beforehand. Hillel v'Shavne was completely different. Hillel v'Shavne. Hillel sat and learned Torah. It's only after Hillel became a Talmid Chacham. And then every Oisha wants to be, wants to have some association with a God Ladai, right? You see pictures in every Oisha's office of his relationship with all the Gedolei Yisrael. Once he becomes a God, that's when you want to have the association. Hillel v'Shavne, only after Hillel became a God. Then Shavna wanted to say, "Hey, you remember his younger brother? You remember his brother who was the down and out a few years ago? Suddenly become the godel. Now he wants to have some shaykes to him. Come on, let's make a deal." Boys, Yavuzeloi, says the Gemara. That's to be despised. There is a pasha of Yisachar Zevulun, but that's not the Gemara Masechta Sota. And that's why the Gemara Masechta Sota doesn't mention Yisachar Zevulun according to the way the Mechaber and the Ramah. Not everybody agrees with this, but this is the way the Mechaber and the Ramah understands. Yisachar Zevulun says the Mechaber, and that's how the Gaon understands, is in the Hilchas Talmud Torah, in Hilchas V'Gisa B'Yom V'Laila. Shimon Achi Azari is something completely different. Shimon Achi Azari is what we would call, the way we understand it as Yisachar Zevulun, where we make a deal together. The deal is that we go half-halves. There's two completely separate halachas. The big chiddush of the Mechaber is that Yisachar Zevulun means that I have an ability to be Mekayim my V'Gisa B'Yom V'Laila through supporting somebody sitting there. Unbelievable chiddush. Shimon Achi Azariah is the second level, says Ramah. Shimon Achi Azariah is the level of actually having a business deal together. Me and a businessman will have a deal together. I'll learn all day. The businessman will work. We'll go half-halves. Half of my stuff comes his. That's the chiddush in the two pashas of Yisachar Zevulun and Shimon Achi Azariah. But let's understand a little bit more. This, the Ramah tells us, "V'yochel adam lehasnas im chaveishu yasik b'teiru yamtzilei panososloi v'yachleg imer b'scha." The shach says clearly, "Yachleg imer b'scha" means that we go half halves on both, on the panosa and on the teir. On the Bible Chiddush, you go half halves, meaning that when I'm sitting and learning teir and somebody else supports me, if it's through the agreement of Shimon Achi Azariah, that type of agreement, we go half halves. Half my teir becomes his. I lose half my teir. That seems to be the poshim shach in the Ramah, and that's how the shach understands it. In Arichaim Hakadosh, the Arichaim tells us an enormous chiddush. The Arichaim in Pashas Kisiso, the beginning of Pashas Kisiso. I'll read you out the Arichaim, unbelievable chiddush. The Arichaim disagrees with this chiddush of the Ramah. The Arichaim holds that if we make an agreement of Shimon Achi Azariah, then both of us earn the schar, the complete Torah. There's no halves here. Both of us earn the schar, the complete Torah. Let me read you out the Arichaim Kodesh. And then we'll just finish off by explaining the Havana behind the Mechaber and Arichaim, and draw the learning session to conclusion, to conclusion with Hashem. The Arichaim says like this. Says Arichaim, the Zohar tells us that the idea of giving a machsis hashekel, the haynu kolayval mitzvahs, anybody who unfortunately has transgressed the mitzvah of the Torah, sorich liten kofer nefesh, he has to redeem his soul, he has to pay money so that he should have some sort of atonement for his sin. Sorich liten kofer nefesh letakin asmoi. What's the greatest kofer nefesh? What is the greatest method, the greatest means of a person to be able to atone for all his sins? Who limit Torah? That's limit Torah. That idei mashi yilmat Torah, he magina umachaperes avoin umarbis chuyos. By learning Torah, it protects him, it gives him an atonement for his sins, and it gives him chuyos that she didn't have beforehand. Ka'imram v'talmud Torah keneged kulam. V'afilo hoy biyad adam averis rabbis, even the person had enormous amount of averis. Limud atayr mechapalov. Limud atayr is the greatest kaparah I've ever seen. You go to Nefesh HaChayim, Mesha Adalad, Arichas Godel, how limud atayr is the ultimate level of tshuva for any level of avir. V'zeh yilo l'tikin kol dover. Aval, says Arichah HaMekadosh, mi she'ine ben tayr, somebody that doesn't have the ability to learn, b'meh yitin kev v'nashay, how's he going to be able to redeem his soul? How's he going to be able to get an atonement for all his avirs? Ki hu boi reik, ein boi mayim. He's an empty vessel, not without even without any water in it. Mayim meaning tayr. V'zeh omah, the emphasis of Torah, kol ha'ayu v'lapakudim yitim machsis ha'shekel, ki yisocha zvulun v'shimen achi azariah, like yisocha zvulun and shimen achi azariah, v'rabim kehem, asher yechsun kaspom la'molesh Torah, those who divide their panosa in half to support those who are learning Torah. Umash omru b'shekel ha'kodesh, so why do we call it a shekel ha'kodesh? Says that the Erechaim, ha'kavona, the shekel ha'kodesh kofel hoya, the shekel ha'kodesh was doubled over. Ubo lo hidia, comes to tell us an unbelievable chiddush, says Erechaim. Ki mash yitol me'ha'kodesh bad machsis kaspoi, that which a person takes and receives, the Torah a person receives by supporting somebody else in learning, lo yishnake mi'chelek ha'loimed, not that it'll knock off some of the reward of the one who's actually learning. And it'll end up that we only have half each. No, says Arichaim HaKadosh. Shekel HaKadosh is two sides of the same coin. Loikeinu, ki shekel HaKadosh kofel hoya. It was doubled over. It's twice Esrim Geira. It's twice times ten Geira. It's doubled. V'nimsa kol echad b'yodah shekel sholim. Kol echad b'yodah shekel sholim. So the Arichaim HaKadosh takes his chiddush of the Ramah one stage further. Not only is there a chiddush that you can be mekayim v'gisa v'yom v'layla by supporting. And not only will you receive reward by making this agreement of Shimon Achi Azariah, but the reward, says Arachayim, will not only be half, it will be a complete reward. You will receive a complete reward for that learning. The person who learns will receive a complete reward, and the person who supports will receive a complete reward. How do we understand these two chidushim? Let's finish off with just a little havana here. How do you understand? How can it be? You're not learning Torah, you're supporting Torah. You're supporting Torah, tremendously noble act. You're supporting Torah, but you're mekayim, your mitzvah, yisabah, yom v'layla. Where did I learn? I support, I make an agreement. Shimon Achi Azariah, I make an agreement. The Torah is called mine. Shimon Achi Azariah. It's called mine. Not only is it called mine, I receive, according to the Ramah, half of the reward. And according to the Arachayim HaKadosh, I receive a complete reward of Limud Torah. What on earth is going on here? In no other mitzvah in the Torah can I pay and suddenly receive it. Yes, to support somebody to become a mitzvah is a wonderful thing. But I don't get that mitzvah. That mitzvah is not mine. I get the mitzvah supporting. Here, according to these Rishonim, not every Rishon agrees to this, but according to the Mechaber and the Ramah, there's a chiddush here that I can support and fulfill my mitzvah of Yisrael Bayim Velayla. And not only that, according to the Ramah, I can actually receive the reward of the Limud Torah, according to Arachayim, a complete reward. How do we understand that? But the Chiddush here is an unbelievable Chiddush. The Chiddush here is something that we need to understand, something that we really, each one of us should internalize in Hilchos Limud Talmud Torah. What is the Tachlis of Mitzvah Talmud Torah? What is the purpose? We are obligated to learn 24-7, we are obligated to bring Torah down to this world 24-7. What's the main purpose of Limud Torah? And you know what the main purpose of Limud Torah is? The primary purpose of Limud Torah. And the way that's fulfilled is through learning it, is to bring Torah to this world. The Ratzon HaBayir is that Torah should be Nisgala, there should be a revelation of Torah in this world constantly, 24-7, 7 days a week. That's the Ikka Tachlis of Limud Torah. If I learn Torah, then I'm bringing Torah which is the Dibur Elikim, Torah which is the very words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm bringing down a revelation of the Dibur of the Ibn Shalom into this world every time I learn. But if I can't learn, if I can't actually practically sit down and open a sefer and learn, because I can't, or because I'm too busy, how can I bring down Torah to this world? Says the Mechaber, Yaspik Leilach. You know what you do? By supporting others and enabling them to learn. Without you, they wouldn't be able to learn. You have brought Torah to this world. So you'll be mekayim your mitzvah, not to the same extent as somebody's actually learning, but you'll be mekayim your mitzvah. Because the tachlis habriya is, the tachlis why we exist, and the purpose of golus, and the reason why we have to struggle and suffer everything that we do is in order to bring down the gilui kvod shemayim to this world. How do you bring gilui kvod shemayim? Through the material. And if you can't bring it down through actually practically learning, then bring down Gilui Kvod Shemayim to make sure that others are learning. Yaspik Leilachim. That's the Tachlis Tachlis of the material. Therefore says Arachayim, if I make this agreement and I support somebody who's sitting and learning, Shimon Achi Azariah, it's called my Torah. Shimon Achi Azariah's Torah. It's not just Shimon's Torah, it's Shimon Achi Azariah's Torah. Because that Torah has now been brought down to this world through the means of your support. If you support somebody in learning, you will get the complete Schas, says Arachayim HaKadosh. Because that Torah in its completion is only brought down to this world through you, through the means of you supporting and enabling enabling the Talmud Chacham sitting and learning Torah. We live in terrible times. We live in times where the Chilul Hashem, which surrounds us in the street constantly. A Chilul, the word Chilul, as I said this before here in Shul, the word Chilul comes from the word Chalal. There's a void. There's a void. You know what the void is? There's a void of Torah. There's a void of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a void of Gilui Kvod Shamayim. We have one obligation in our lives, and that is, not chas v'sholom boi zivuzeloi. You need to initiate kol ha'im beisoi ba'avo. That love, the love which is a gematria of echad, the avo is a gematria of echad. The achdus, to be able to see the revelation of the Rosh Hashanah in this world, physically, to see him in this world, there's only one means and one method that we can actually do that. And that's through limud Torah. Every time there's a chilul Hashem, and every time there's a situation where there's a hefter, there's one way we can counteract that, and that is through learning. And if you can't learn, support others. That is the only way we're going to be able to bring down the Gilui Kvod Shamayim. And that's the way we'll get the Kefir Nefesh, and that's the way we'll be zeicher to see the Bi'is HaGoyel, B'meir B'Yameinu, Amen V'Amen.